I got a large number of calls over the weekend from people calling me on my mobile, sent me messages on social media, and on many instances, these were accompanied by photographs and locations, etc. So I spoke to one of our political activists over in the area of Calais, who outlined a number of what he called hotspots for these instances of illegal dumping, and him and I had a talk about that. He also mentioned to me that there were areas where there were where there was signage up, and that sort of area didn't seem to attract the same amount of this dumping. So he proposed that maybe we should try to get extra signage. Monday morning I contacted the council in charge of that particular department, and we talked about it, and it was agreed that he would provide us with extra signage, and we would highlight the locations, and that we would actually, you know, to take pressure off them, that we would erect the sign. So that has actually happened. So it happened in, you know, inside a 24-hour period, which is good, and hopefully it might help the situation, but obviously we'll have to wait and see now. I would like to commend the council for their prompt action in clearing many of these cases. I would also like to commend the public, who've been very proactive in calling both myself, maybe other councillors, the council itself, and providing them with information pertaining to all these incidents.
And indeed, hopefully this signage now is enough of a deterrent, because I'm sure you don't want to be erecting CCTV across the peninsula.
Well, CCTV isn't always the answer either, and it's quite a costly project to have them up, and then you find that people just move locations, and you know, that can be quite problematic. Actually, we had a very serious case last week in the very picturesque area of Lisnagra near Iskahin, where we got a report of a large number, maybe up to 40 tyres being dumped alongside the road, and when we investigated, there was a process in place whereby they were going to be buried underground and covered over, but thankfully we were able to speak to the people involved. The council became involved, and to make a long story short, the tyres have now been removed, and they have been disposed of in an appropriate manner, and there has been documentary evidence supplied of how they were disposed of. So, I mean, that was a fairly good outcome. I don't want to say too much more on that, because it's the subject of investigation by the enforcement department, but all in all, the outcome has been good in that the tyres have been removed at no expense to the council.